Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Alexander Bustos. Alex, are you ready to do this?
I mean, I'm ready.
Excellent. Let's do this. Alex is a full-time day trader, having recently left his full-time job to pursue trading full-time. He's also the host of the Healthcare Giants podcast. I'm excited to have you on. Alex, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Oh, sure thing, man. Hey, look, I appreciate you bringing me on. I really do. I really appreciate this. What got me into, you know, leaving the safety net?
Yeah.
You know, I've always had a passion for doing my own thing. You know, in college, I created a dance crew. We danced professionally, made money on the side, did contests. And after college, I always said, you know, I want to do my own thing and, you know, worked for someone and worked my way up and was pursuing money at first. It's all I wanted to do. And I found out I wasn't really too happy at the end once I got to the peak of my career within my field. And at that moment, I was looking for something else, and that was something to increase my income, because I was only thinking about money, and I'll get back to that later. I was only thinking about money at that time. And so I said, you know what? What can I do? I tried real estate, which I'm sure everyone tries at some point. and I did actually flip one house, and I made, you know, a small little gain on that. And I was pretty happy with it. But what I wasn't happy with is it took so damn long. It took so long. And working full time, I was in sales and I also managed a sales team. And so doing that and trying to flip a house. And what I mean by flipping a house is flipping the note. And I don't know if you're aware of that, what that is.
Yep.
But it's basically, okay. So it's basically just getting a house in a contract for, let's say, $100,000, then selling to someone else for $110,000, and then you get the $10,000. So that's pretty much what I did, but it just took too long. So then I said, you know what, I need to find something else. And then I saw trading. And I said, you know, everyone always talks about the stock market. Maybe I should start investing money that way. And so I started doing that, but I had no regards for like how to do it or, you know, what to do. I just had a lot of money left over. And because I paid off all my loans and stuff, that was my first mission, paid off all my loans. And I said, you know what? As soon as I do that, I'm going to start investing. And so I had a pretty good chunk of change I just started throwing away. That's pretty much what I was doing. I was pretty much throwing it away. And it's funny, but it's not funny. You know, I was just like, I was losing some big money. And at the time, it didn't even bother me because I was making some good income. So it didn't bother me. But now looking back, now that I left a career, it's like, oh my gosh, I was an idiot. Like, I couldn't believe that I did that. You know, I can't believe that I just like didn't care about money at that time. And I was always thinking you got to, you know, risk money to make money. And yeah, that's the case, but not the way I was doing it. So I did that back in 2000. And I want to say 15 is when I started like just basically gambling. That's what I was doing. I wasn't really trying to learn. And then in 2016, I got more serious and started to see some kind of progression. Like I was seeing kind of a roller coaster, if you will. Like I would have great days and then bad days and great days and bad days. And I couldn't find that consistency. And I actually left my career twice. You know, my first time I left, I completely, you know, I left, saved up a year's worth of income and told my wife, look, I'm going to try this. I'm going to go all in, because I'm kind of a guy who, once I pursue something, I kind of get zoned in and I got to go all in. Like I can't just dibby dabby, because if I do, I won't be successful at it. And so I went all in, and for a whole year, I had no money coming in. And I pretty much actually lost money that year. I say break even to everyone, because it was like up a little, down a little. At the end of the day, losing like $2,000-$3,000 in a whole year is like break even. And so I was like, you know what? I need to go back somewhere. So I went back to the same industry, which was healthcare recruitment. And I went to back there for about 11 months, saved up another year's worth, and decided to pursue it again. And ever since I decided before, and here's the thing, that first year taught me a lot. It taught me, number one, you know, I failed. I learned a lot from that. And I look back on it, especially when I was working for a new company, because I knew where I wanted to be. So I was trying to figure out, you know, what did I do wrong? What can I do better? And I track every trade. So I like always like analyze and overanalyze it and read my notes and what I was thinking at the time. And I started to find out that I started to like focus on my losses. And when I started to focus on my losses, I started to find out that there was a common theme. And I only lost when I broke rules, like when I broke guidelines. And then whenever I had big losses is because I broke the number one rule in trading, and at least my number one rule. And that's cut the loss whenever, you know, it hits your risk point. And so if you don't cut it quickly, then you're gonna basically go for a ride. And sometimes that ride is not, it never comes back. So those were those times that I look back, I was like, man, if I could just eliminate these, then I'll be golden. Well, of course, you know, right? You eliminate your losses, you'll be golden. But it's a lot easier said than done. And so while I was working for 11 months back in 2018, I think I started in June of 2018. So middle of 2018, I said, you know what? I'm going to trade while I'm working and try to manage this. And I was managing again. They brought me into a bigger firm. It was, I think, five times the size of my old firm. So it was a way bigger company. It was actually corporate owned. So it was a whole different, you know, universe in terms of how they were structured. Pay was great, but I still wasn't happy. Like, I knew what I wanted to do, and it wasn't that. And so I was trading on the side, and I started to see consistency. And the only time I took losses, and now when I say only time, the main time I took a loss is whenever I got distracted. Like, I was trading, and then some employee would come, hey, Alex, I need you to teach me how to close this sale, or hey, I need help with this client. And then I would be distracted, so I would like not pay attention, and then things would go bad. And so I ended up saying, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. Actually, before I decided that, I kind of jumped too fast. There was a time where I kind of lost myself. Like, I kind of got, I don't want to say depressed, but I got very, very just not happy, man. I just wasn't happy. And I couldn't figure out what it was, because I was like, okay, I'm doing trading. I'm making good money for this company. I was like, maybe I could just slowly get this up and I'll be happy. But it just wasn't what I wanted to do ultimately, and at least that way. So then I actually hired a life coach, and hired a life coach, and she actually helped me basically see what I wanted to do, which is, I mean, I kind of already knew, but it was just good to get that, I guess, affirmation, which just helped me to just go jump ship again. So I saved that years, like I said, jumped again. But before I jumped, I was already consistent for about 2 or 3 months. And so I jumped off back in March. I think it was March. Yeah, March. And ever since then, my trajectory has just been like the way you want to see it, consistently profitable, month to month, week by week, day by day. And God bless. I mean, I'm super happy. I'm thankful. And the biggest challenge, though, is not to get cocky for me. Like, what I need to always remind myself is tomorrow could be the worst day ever. So you always got to stay on your A game. And you can never slack. So that's pretty much, you know, long story short, sorry, I gave you like the quick overview. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, well, you actually mentioned during that time, I also created a podcast. We can get into that later, but it's a Healthcare Giants podcast.
I love it. So you talk about the importance of following the system, right? And not losing money, or at least cutting your losses as soon as you identify them. Have you always been that way? Somebody who does follow a system?
You know, that's a good question. Growing up, everyone, whenever they found out that I was leaving my job the first time, they're like, oh, dude, they always make comments like, dude, you always were that person. Like, you're always that person who's super disciplined. You'll do your own thing. And I mean, I'm a runner. I run constantly. I work out religiously. You know, I do it 2 times a day, every day, Monday through Friday. I try to be the best husband I can, although, you know, being young, I'm learning.
Sure.
I'm learning, definitely. And I read religiously and listen to audiobooks. And that's a discipline I've always had since I graduated college. How funny. Like in college, I didn't care to read one book. You couldn't get me to read anything. But ever since college, I got serious. I was like, okay, here's life. Let's get things going. And so I've always had that discipline of always having a schedule, at this time I'll do this, at this time I'll do this. And that's how I did it in sales. I was the worst salesperson ever, man. I was the worst. I had the best work ethic. I was there the longest. And I would see these guys with gray hair making way more money than me. And I was like, man, I can't wait till I have gray hair to make good money. I was like, I was like, I can't do this. But yeah, I was like, I'm in my 20s, like 23, 24. I was like, I need to pay off these 40 grand in loans. And so I was like, I need to get rid of this. And so what I did was I said, how am I going to shorten that time? So all I did is I freaking read every book in sales, and I went to every conference on my own dime. And I was only making like 28,000 at that time. And I was like just investing in myself. And then all of a sudden, and within a year and a half, I moved up to the top of the ranks. And so that helped me be successful there. And so I think that answers your question. Sorry, I went on a tangent
there. No, that's great. So you invested in yourself and you learned, would you call it just fundamental sales skills?
I learned fundamentals first, and then, you know, when I got things going and I became a VP in sales and started teaching people, I wanted to take it to another level, and so I hired a personal sales coach and actually went one-on-one. I recorded all my calls, sent them to the sales coach so they can hear me, and then I could pass that knowledge down to my team. So that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah, well, that had to be invaluable.
Oh, yeah, it was, and trust me, man, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a type A personality. So ego is a big challenge for me. And so that was very challenging because, you know, you already think, oh, I've made it.
But sure,
hiring those coaches, man, taught me so much. And it's helped me a lot.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And the ego, having a positive sense of self and a healthy ego, I think is key. And I'm the same way. I need to make sure that I keep myself in check, because certainly doing my best to being a good husband, if I let my ego run wild, then my wife would not be a happy person, and my kids and everybody else. So I appreciate what you're saying. So you're making money. You say, I've got these student loans or whatever they are for 40 grand. Was it just, I just need to make money and pay these off? Or did you have some kind of a system for paying them off? Did you research that?
Yeah, so I actually follow Dave Ramsey. You know, okay. I'm a reader. So yeah. I read Dave Ramsey, and I did the snowball debt, nice. The debt snowball. I basically, first thing I did, I was only making, like I said, about 28. I actually got higher. The day I got higher, I was making 28.8. And my wife was making great money because she got hired as she's an IT. And I was like, and you know, we're both type A's. We're very like driven. And so I was like, oh man, I gotta catch up, you know? And then, but I also had full $40,000 in debt, and she had none because, you know, fortunately she's military. So it's all paid for. Her father's in the military. And that being said, what I did was I just every paycheck, I only lived on $100 a month for me to take my wife out and do other things, like whatever I wanted to do, go eat lunch, and then everything else. And I'm not kidding you, man, everything else went to loans. And that's how I paid off 40 grand in about a year and a half, and making pretty much nothing, because what I was doing is every commission check, everything was just going straight to that. So that way I can get that off my back and then start going after what I wanted to do. And I had this I had a different mindset back then. I was like, I want to be a millionaire by 30. Like I was thinking like that. I want to be a sure. millionaire by 30. And I was like 24, 25. I was like, I got to get there. And that mindset was great at first, but man, when I hit 30, it was not good. It was not good. So luckily I've changed since then, but yeah.
Well, that's. I mean, I'm probably going to butcher this, but one of the things that I love when Dave says, he's like, live like nobody else now. Live like nobody now so you can live like nobody else later. It's something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live like nobody else now so you can live like no one else can later. That's something like that.
Yeah. And certainly living on $100 a month, that's as disciplined as a human being can be. So good for you, man, and getting that $40,000 paid off in such a short amount of time. And I could certainly identify with being 24, 25 years old and thinking that, you know, my number one priority was being a millionaire by 30. And what an arbitrary thing. So tell me about, like, what you said that your thought has shifted or your thinking has shifted. What's important to you now?
The most important thing for me is being happy. And I know it sounds so cliche, but it is so important to me, man, because, you know, at my other companies, I was making great money and I could do anything. We traveled so much. We did. And I love that. We travel a lot. And that was great because of the money. But at the same time, I was miserable. I wasn't happy. I just didn't like what I was doing. I was great at it, but I hit my peak and you know what? I still love sales. Don't get me wrong. Like I coached some friends on the side and helped them out. I love sales so much. Like I have a passion of knowing how to do it and helping people, but I didn't like what I was doing or who I was doing it for. I've always been someone who kind of been entrepreneurial, I guess you could say, spirit. Like I wanted to do my own thing. So, but being happy takes priority over everything. Cause at least for me, like I've started to realize that, man, you could do a lot if you have free time and you have, people would be shocked if you just made $60,000 a year and you don't have debt, right? You pay off all your debt, you focus on that. And you could do a lot on 60 grand a year if you manage it right. And you manage your expectations and you want to focus on happiness. Now, I'm just saying like, that's not my goal, but you can do it that way.
Yeah, I think that is so true, and people don't realize it. But it's all a matter of really prioritizing what's most important to you. So anyway, I appreciate that very much. I think that that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the Healthcare Giants podcast.
Oh, sure. So back in 2018, November and December, started taking a vacation. I took basically 2 months off and was trying to figure out how to strategize to increase my sales for my team, my division. And I was like, how am I going to do this? That was the focus first. It was very selfish. And I was like, how am I going to do this? And I was like, maybe I can create a podcast and meet a lot of CEOs because that was my point of contact. Well, that was the goal at first. And then it shifted. I was like, you know what? I really enjoy this. And I think this can be a huge benefit to a lot of young people who are going into healthcare to learn from, you know, standing on the shoulders of other giants. They can see further than the giant. Isaac Newton said that. So I always had that in mind, and that's my mindset shifted. And then when I left my career, I left it basically in, you know, middle of the year. I continued it because I only wanted to do it. I only now do it because I have a passion for talking to people just like you're doing now. And I also have a passion for helping others. So if they can learn from these other CEOs and doctors who've been there and had successes, had failures, then maybe they can help improve our healthcare as a nation. Cause that's been the biggest complaint that I get. I mean, I think I calculated this once before. I met about 12 CEOs every month for about 7 years straight. So meeting them face to face, and the main topic they always said is, man, somebody needs to do something about our healthcare. Like it's just going down the drain. So, like we need to improve this. And so this is my way of helping that. So,
I love it. Nice. Well, Alex, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh, I would say the biggest thing is going to be discipline and making sure that you, you know, have a plan and stick to it, but also at the same time, be flexible. I know that sounds weird, but it's super important to do that.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Alex, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and where can they listen to the podcast?
They can listen to podcasts on pretty much every podcast platform. It's Healthcare Giants. And then I also post for trading. I actually post on Instagram at B_the story. So B_the story. And there I pretty much share everything I'm learning and growing and pretty much with everyone. So if you have questions, you can message me. I'd be happy to help.
Nice. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Alex your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out the Healthcare Giants podcast and follow him on Instagram at @B_the_story. And I'll link to that in the notes of the show as well. Thank you again, Alex.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.